Hebrews chapter number 2 this morning. I've got a great thought. I've never preached out of this passage. Maybe just for my life. But I guarantee you this, the older that I become in the Lord, the more I appreciate where the Lord has brought me from. I'm sort of still caught up on the elder brother. I preached from him this week. Thought I'd be preaching with him this morning. But it seems that the Lord has directed me in this direction. Don't be like the elder brother, hanging around the house and not knowing what the noise is about, and thinking that you've got all the rights. Really, he was just as far away from the Father as the prodigal was, because his spirit wasn't right. I want to have the right kind of spirit in me this morning. Hebrews 2, verse 1, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Watch this, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Many of you don't know this, but there is a doctrine that's a false doctrine that says that only Christ died for his church. Hyper-Calvinism is terrible this morning, and they preach an unbalanced gospel. They say that only elect is those that God died for, but that's not right. The Bible says, look what your Bible says, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Christ died for everybody in this building this morning. If you die and go to hell in your life, you'll go as an intruder. God's Son paid your price to get you into heaven. For it became Him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. See, it's only some things that sufferings will do. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. Isn't that a blessing? For which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare their name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Verse 13, I want to preach out of today. And again, I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. You may be seated this morning. Father, we thank You for the goodness and the grace of God. Thank You for a good place that we can come together this morning and worship You in spirit and in truth. And God, we thank You of even how songs remind us of how much and how weak we are without You, but, oh Lord, how strong we are in You. Help us in the preaching this morning. I pray, oh Spirit of God, to teach me and help me to magnify the Lord Jesus. I pray now that You would help me to preach and be a blessing. If it'd be one here lost this morning, I pray that, God, today would be the day that they would walk and trust You in their heart. Help us now this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you're glad you saved, say amen this morning. Look in verse 13. Did you note what I read? Paul said, and again I will put my trust in Him, and again. I won't preach on this simple thought this morning on again and again. Again and again. Now, Paul said, first of all, there is a truth of this statement. He said, not only have I trusted Him again, but I've trusted Him again and again. I'm glad we've got a God that's patient and compassionate with us. He said, we got a God that we can trust again. And when that's finished, then you can trust Him again. I sure am glad we've got a God that ain't fed up with us this morning. I'm glad we've got a God that we can talk to again and again. You ever heard anybody tell you, don't mention that to me again? Not our God. Paul said, I've done found the God that I can talk to again and again. Now, first of all, there is the truth of again and again. I'm glad the Bible's true this morning. And Paul said, and again I'll put my trust in Him. And again, behold the children which God hath given me. There's the truth of again and again. Now, you may not think you need Him this morning. There's going to be a time come in your life when you're going to need Him. And then when that one's done, I want to go and tell you, you're going to need Him again. Not only do you need Him one time, but you need Him again and again and again. I'm glad we've got a God that you can come to again and again and again and again. And I'm glad He never gets tired of who we are this morning. Again and again. There's the truth of again. There's a trust in the again. He said, look, I will put my trust in Him again and again. I want to ask you that are older in the Lord this morning, can you relate to this verse that Paul has written, no doubt? He said there's a God you can trust again and again. Aren't you glad that the first again ain't played out? Aren't you glad you can just keep trusting again and again and again and again? You know, we as the children of God, we get tired of again and again and again. I sure am glad there's the truth of again and there's the trust of again and again. But I'm going to preach out of this thought on again and again, not only the truth of again and the trust of again, but the treasure of again and again. Now, Paul says something very doctrinally this morning. He says, I will put my trust not in the Baptist. I'll not put my trust in silver or in gold. I'll not put my trust in people. I'll not even put trust in myself. But look where he said he's going to put his trust in Him. The treasure of again and again. Now, let's look at the treasure in Him. In Philippians 3 and verse number 7, Philippians 3 and verse number 7, I'm glad I've got a place in Him. A place in Him. Brother Chuck sang about being redeemed. I'm glad I'm redeemed. Bought by the price that was paid at Calvary. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And
And here's our phrase, and be found in Him. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Your goodness can't get you to heaven. But the righteousness of God's Son can get you to heaven. The only righteousness that we have about us, period, is in Christ. You see, I'm glad that I have a place in Him. He says that, be found in Him by God's righteousness, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death. There's the treasure of again and again. You see, Paul said that I'll put my trust in Him. I'm glad the Bible teaches us there's a place in Him. Look in John's Gospel, chapter number 1, and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Here it is, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I'm glad I have a place in Him. Look in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse number 14. The Bible said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever, here's our phrase, believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Here it is, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, it's amazing to me what people believe about their righteousness. They're a lot like the Pharisees that, and I believe in living right and doing right. I do with all of my heart. But the best we can ever do on our best day with no temptations, our righteousness are as filthy rags without Christ. But the day me and you believed in Christ, this Bible teaches us that He placed us in Christ. And I sure am glad that He set a seal upon us by the Spirit of God. And oh, I sure am glad that I have a place in Him this morning. Has there ever been a time that you came to Christ by faith? And you were placed in Him. And I sure am glad now that when God sees me, oh, there are no righteousness that we can work our way in. But when He sees me, He sees the righteousness of His Son because He moved in my heart. I'm glad I'm in Christ this morning. Now, there's a treasure Paul spoke about. He said that I may put my trust in Him again and again. So in this treasure, we have a place in Him. Now, some of you Bible students, turn with me to the right in your Bible. And let's look in Colossians 2. And let's pick up this phrase and this doctrine this morning. In Colossians 2 and verse number 1. Paul's writing again. And he says this, For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And lest I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Now, not only do I have a place in Him, I'm glad I've got a path in Him. Matter of fact, if you'll stay focused on Him, He'll lead you in the right path this morning. I sure am glad there's a great treasure. Not only do I have a place in Him, but I'm glad I've got a great pathway in Him. I'm glad He leads and guides my steps when I yield to Him. Now, the Bible teaches we have a place in Him and we have a pathway in Him. But look in verse 7. Notice we have praise in Him. Paul says, rooted and built up, here's our word, in Him. And established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Rooted and built up in Him. And established in the faith. I can tell you the reason I can praise Him. I praise Him because I've been brought up in the faith. I've had forefathers that's taught me something about this book being rooted and grounded. If you'll get in your Bible, if you'll get under Bible teaching and Bible preaching, you'll not be carried away with every wind of doctrine. I'm glad this morning that not only do we have a place and a path, but I'm glad we've got a praise for Him. Let me tell you the reason that we praise Him is because we're in Him. And heaven is our home. God's been good to us through that of His Son. And I sure am glad the Bible teaches me that we are to praise Him. As you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Miss Renee stood and testified this morning. She said something about she was glad that her parents had brought her to church. I want to tell you, we all ought to be thankful this morning that people have invested in our lives by this Bible. Oh my, there's a treasure in Him. There's a place in Him. There's a pathway in Him. There's praise in Him. But look in Colossians 2 and verse number 8. There's power in Him. Now, the Bible says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men. There's some folks believe things because they're granddaddy believed it, but they don't know what the Bible teaches about. Know what your Bible says. He says, the tradition of men after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. I can tell you how confused America is this morning. A man that is pastoring the largest so-called church in America will not make a dogmatic statement that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Every wind of doctrine. This Bible says there's one way to the gate. And that is by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so therefore we find that we have power in Him. He says, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Now here it is, verse 9. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Boy, I'm glad in Him I've got all I'll ever need. I've got the fullness of Christ, the fullness of God, the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The fullness of Christ. Sounds like to me we have great power with Him. Now let me tell you, life's hard. Well, some of y'all agree with me that living's hard. Well, y'all agree with me sometimes that it's just hard. But I want to tell you something. If you're in Christ this morning, there is a power that we have, a source that this world knows nothing about. And a lot of us are facing things that only God can do. But I've noticed this. When you're up against hard situations and God works it out, then nobody gets the honor and the praise but Him. Oh my, this morning, Paul says, again and again. Young people, I want to tell you today, you've got a God that you can go to again and again. You've got a God that you can call out to again and again and again. You've got a God that you can trust again and again and again. The treasure in Him. But then lastly, watch this. We have a place in Him. We have a pathway in Him. We have a praise in Him. We have a power in Him. But in verse number 10, we have protection in Him. Ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. It's a great day in my life when I realized that I couldn't work my way to heaven and my good deeds didn't mount up to see if I was going to make it in or not. But I'm glad when I'm in Him, we have a protection that this world knows nothing about. I want to say something. In Him, there are no accidents with the child of God. We've got a God that sees about us. Now, I want to ask you this morning. As this little verse has lifted in my heart, I want to ask Miss Sherry if she'd come do something for me this morning. I want her just to play softly on this instrument. I want to ask you something. Paul is an older man writing now, and no doubt he wrote this book of Hebrews with the pattern of his writing. I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, but he says, "And again, I will put my trust in Him, and again." How many times you that have been saved for any time at all have found out that there's some things that you're going to have to trust Him again and again? You're going to have to look to Him again and again. See, there's nobody that's arrived being a Christian. We need Him in our life every day. And I sure am glad that I've got a God that I can trust again and again and again. Father, we bless you.